When I think about lifecycle budgeting, I'm just thinking about not focusing on the initial cost as the only cost that we have. When an agency decides to build a pavement, for instance, if there are costs other than just the initial cost of putting it down, if you're deciding between two different alternatives, you have to think about, okay, well, this one may cost $1 million to put down, and the next one may cost $1.2 million to put down. But there's things that happen after we put it down. You know, one might have a service life of 20 years, the other one has a service life of 30 years. So how do we weigh these two things together? So we talk about life cycle budgeting. We're thinking about, okay, well, there's different maintenance plans for each one of these. They have different service lives. How do we balance this all out? How do we balance this out in a yearly annual budget perspective? And how do we do it from a total cost perspective? And then we also look at things like user costs. And our pavements are public infrastructure, and we have users that need to use them.